was the biggest difference you saw in Halloween this year?
Maybe after kids, because I think I probably gave 150 kids last year, and here this year was about 80.
Oh, wow, so a big difference.
Yes.
So did you do anything different? Like, did you still hand out single candy bars, or did you make little bags?
What I did is I bought 2 boxes of those single, like, chocolate bars, and I put a glove on my hand every time. I didn't touch the glove with anything else, so I always end the chocolate with the glove on and a mask on.
Okay, so then you felt you were safe while handing out candy.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and were most of the kids dressed up with a mask on?
No, but many had makeup, but no mask.
Oh, interesting. Were you surprised to see that?
I don't think any kids had, like, those medical masks. They had their costumes.
Oh, I'm actually very surprised to hear that.
Yeah, and the parents were costumed, but they walked Halloween as families or as groups of friends, so little clusters. So I think they're already, or either they're in the same classroom, because, you know, I substitute teach in within each classroom. They don't wear masks when they're together. Only the teacher wears it.
Oh, okay. So they're kind of doing what they do at school anyways.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so when the kids came to your door, did they still yell trick-or-treat, or did most of them just ring your doorbell?
They did yell trick-or-treat, and parents reminded them to say thank you.
Oh,
they
of
were
course.
In a rush to get to the next candy.
Of course, they always do, don't they?
Yes.
So did you enjoy your Halloween this year, even though we're in a pandemic?
It was hilarious, because I had about 20 little chocolate bars left. I started to end out 3 instead of 2 because I didn't want to have any left because I was going to eat it.
Right.
So, and then when maybe at around 7 something, I was thinking, oh, if this keep coming, I'm going to run out of candies. This kid came, and I mean, you can't show that on the radio, but I could send you a picture because the mom sent me a picture. Mm-hmm. And he was dressed, or she was dressed as an alien with the lights over their heads.
Oh,
and when they knocked on the door, I saw that, and then the lights flickered, the power went out, then the power came back. I've opened the door, and the mom says, oh, we just heard this big glow transformer blowing, and bang, all the electricity of the whole town disappeared. And I said to the kid, you did that, you're too powerful. Then there was no more electricity, and it ended Halloween in Knowlton by a huge power failure.
I was actually going to ask, did it make you stop handing out candy earlier than you expected?
Well, just in time that I was going to run out, but it was the time that it usually stops. They started early, because usually it's about 6:30 when it gets dark, but it started at 6 with tiny little kids,
okay,
with their parents, you know, like 3 or 4 years old.
Right.
And then when it got dark, it was the older ones.
Okay, and then by the time the power went out, you almost had no candy, so it didn't really matter.
Yes, and there was almost no more kids on the street at that time.
Oh, that's very interesting. So,
but I think, I'm sure one adult by themselves, a lady, passed Halloween dressed up, and she had the face of a 50 or 60-year-old. So I think, but she was a petite person, so I think she cheated and collected candies, but she was definitely an adult.
Aww,
and gave her candies anyway, because I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I say as long as you dress up, you can have candy.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.